Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
And it's always interesting to see what Tom Lydon comes up with because he can go anywhere in the world and come back with investing ideas, and he frequently does. Now, if you want to find out what his investing ideas are when he's not just talking with us, that's easy. Go to ETFtrends.com. And again, I point out, Tom is editor of ETFtrends.com and editor at ETF Trends, but they do more than just like, hey, here's a good ETF to buy. There's a lot more analysis and a lot of what's going on in the ETF world that's there for you. And then, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider Nuveen Barclays Municipal Bond ETF, ticker TFI.
There you go, ticker symbol TFI, the Spider Nuveen Barclays Municipal Bond ETF. And, okay, this, you know, we've talked muni bonds in the past, but in the past we were sort of talking about them in an environment that was scary because you had things like Detroit and Puerto Rico and other stuff that was scaring the muni bond world. Now, the scare for anybody in the bond world is the specter of rising interest rates, and yet you're making this the ETF for the week. Why?
Well, a couple things. You're right. Detroit, Puerto Rico have been very much concerned to people. But the other thing is, when you look at issuance, most recently, issuance of municipal bonds across the country have recently fallen to a 13-year low. So supply-demand now starts to come into play. And when you think about the average investor, especially if you're in a high-income bracket, this kicks off a 2% or a little more than a 2% yield, which is a tax-equivalent yield of 3.64% if you're in the high-income bracket. If you're looking for safety, yes, you can have some interest rate risk here for sure, but the duration on these municipals are fairly short, which, as you know, in a rising rate environment, it's very important that you tighten up on duration. So fixed income is always going to be a part of investors' focus, but when you have a demand issue and less supply, there's probably more reason to think that these prices are going to be buoyed. And then on top of that, Chuck, and you and I have talked about this as well, we've had recent concerns with the money market fund industry and the fact that the SEC has come down with new rules regarding fluctuating net asset value. So what that does is it puts all that money that's in money market funds in play. And as people are looking for alternatives for money market funds, because if we're going to have a fluctuating NAV in a money market fund, it's not deemed 100% safe. Why not look into other areas like short-term fixed income offerings that we talked about before, but also there are other short-term muni offerings that if you're in a high tax income bracket, this might be something that you consider as well.
That being the case, the key discussion here, and this actually came up when we were discussing a week or so ago, the ETF that you were offering as an alternative to money market funds. Is this also coming from the money fund side of people's, you know, ultra safe cash holdings? Or is this diversifying some of your bond money in here and maybe upping your bond holdings in general with some of that money market cash?
Well, great point. So a couple things. Everybody's got, let's just say, an asset allocation strategy. Let's just say you're not tactical. Understanding the current issues regarding money market funds is important. Understand the current issues regarding fixed income investing and the fact that rising interest rates will affect your fixed income positions. That's also important. So a few things. Number one, tighten up on duration, because the farther out you are, the more risk that you have when interest rates go up, number one. Number two, munis may be less risky than treasuries if there's less supply when there's a lot more supply on the treasury side. So it's interesting because we aren't always in that situation where treasuries are always deemed to be, you know, backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, which they will be, but if there's plenty of supply out there, they may be more at risk when rates go up. So to hone in on your allocation question, Chuck, it really depends on what you're doing, and I would make a case for equities may be safer in the next 2 to 3 years than fixed income markets in some areas, especially when you go longer duration. Don't take money out of money market funds and put it in here thinking it's going to be just as safe. Don't take money out of treasuries and put it in munis thinking it's just as safe. Most importantly, from an education standpoint, understand that there's going to be more risk. But in this instance where you may be looking for greater yield, look at this ETF on its 200-day average, and if you're wanting to get a little bit of a higher yield but willing to sell on the downside when you break below the 200-day average, that might be your best bet.
We should point out, for nervous investors out there who might go, okay, well, you know, it all makes sense, but having read the headlines and heard plenty of talk about Detroit and Puerto Rico, this fund has no bonds in Puerto Rico, and it has, I think, a very small exposure to Michigan. I don't know that any of it's actually specific to Detroit, correct?
Right, and also from a rating standpoint, you've got over 97% AA rated or above. So again, high quality, effective duration that's about 8 years, which is much safer than going out 10, 20, or 30 years on the treasury side.
It is the Spider Nuveen Barclays Municipal Bond ETF, the ticker symbol TFI. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, if you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com. You can follow Tom on Twitter at ETFTrends, at Tom Lydon. And as long as you're going to follow one, you might as well follow both. Speaking of following, well, we've just gotten the Thursday edition of Money Life off to a great start. And what's following that? Our big interview, of course. That is next when Money Life continues. Stick around. We'll be right back.